Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, I got a call that you needed to reschedule my delivery for tomorrow.
Okay, and what's the zip code for the delivery?
11803.
Okay, you might be one of the people that were basically a service provider, decided they don't work for XPO anymore. So bear with me just a moment to get your order pulled up here. I'm just waiting for my system to wake up. There we go. 12, 31, 11803.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then can you verify the name and the address for this order?
Michael Grudadoria, 19 Kennedy Drive, Plainview, New York, 11803.
Yes, sir. So the service provider that was originally assigned to this has quit. The next available date that we have is Saturday, the 20th, and then any date beyond that that's not a Sunday.
Saturday, the 20th.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What time on Saturday, the 20th?
I do not have that information. They provide you with the time frame. Now, with
okay.
Best Buy, they choose 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 12 to 6, and then you get a three-hour window within there. Do you know if you prefer morning or afternoon?
Saturday the 20th. So that would be – is that this Saturday?
Yes, sir. That's 2 days from your originally scheduled date.
Right. So Saturday – you know what? So let me do the 7 a.m. Let's see. What'd you say, 12 to 6?
It's 7 to 1 and 12 to 6. And then when they route, they give you a three-hour window that falls within that. So you can get like a 7 to 10, a 9 to 12, something like that. And then they give you a 30-minute call ahead when they're en route to your location.
Right. So, you know what? Put me in for the 12 to 6, I guess.
Okay. I will do that, and I appreciate you returning our call, and I do apologize for the issue.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. If there's nothing further, I think you're calling.
If I have a problem and I need to change it to the early one, I'll call you back.
Please do. You take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.